Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News, New World Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect real change, and especially in the lives of others, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles that you hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, what I'd like to do before we get to today's guest is I'd like to share with you today's G-Note. And a G-Note is something that I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. It's just a little note of motivation and inspiration, something to help you get your thought process started for the day, because we talk a lot about thought processes and how important they are. Today's G-Note simply reads, embodying what you would like to become transforms you. Oh, and that's so the truth. And how can you do that? Well, we share a lot of those things right here on Nothing But Good News Radio. And I'm very excited today to bring you today's guest. His name is Hisham Amrani. And he doesn't believe in quick fixes or half solutions. His drive for success is unlimited and fueled by a simple belief, best expressed by Ralph Waldo Emerson. All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. He has a deep passion for success and its principles, and he is organizing a TEDx event in Montreal called TEDx Westmount. Let's spread success, and we're going to talk a lot about that. And through this conference, his aim is to celebrate, highlight, and share success stories that will inspire and spread hope and faith and a bright future. And I truly, like Hisham, believes in an extraordinarily bright future. So I'd like to take this moment to welcome Hisham Amrani to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you, Candy.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
You know, so excited to have you here and share some of the amazing things that you're doing. Go ahead and share a little bit more of your background with the listening audience for me.
Sure. Well, originally from Morocco, I lived in the United States, in Florida, precisely for a couple of years. I've been traveling the world. I lived in five or six countries. I currently live in Montreal. I work now full-time as a success coach, trainer, and speaker. And as you said, Candy, in your introduction, I have great passion about success, and my life has been about success for the last about 12 years.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Let's talk. You know, we're going to get into this TEDx event, which I'm very excited about because TED events are amazing. I love your lineup. But I'm also very excited because I'm going to be there speaking. How fun is that?
It is fun. I'm so looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, what is it that you want to do? What is the idea behind this TEDx event? And certainly we're going to talk a lot about your philosophies today.
Excellent. Well, you know what? Before going to TEDx Westmount and the theme and why I have organized this, one of the reasons I got in this business of success is because of my own life story. I've been raised in a conservative family, and I'm raised in an environment where the children were to be seen, not heard. And that sort of has formulated some type of blockages inside me, which although I was not aware of them, I knew something was really getting between me and what I wanted. I was always one of those people, one of those kids who was always daydreaming and always had those big dreams about how I wanted to be in the future, what I wanted to accomplish. But it was always the voice deep within that was really stopping me from getting what I want. And one day, I had a story that happened to me in Dubai, where I lived for about 6 years, and that really stopped me in my tracks and basically changed my life. It gave me an opportunity to have a lot of reflection, understand why I was not achieving what I wanted to achieve, and really put me in the right track for success. And after that incident, I said, you know what, I've come through this through a lot of trouble and a lot of difficulties. I want to make it available for as many people as possible. And that led me to thinking about sharing my story, which I've started to share in Dubai in small groups, big groups, and then when I came to Montreal and I continued to do the same thing, although I worked in the finance industry as an investment advisor for 4 years, but I continued to do that on the sideline until I decided to stop what I was doing and really focus on this industry. And then that when I got to the TEDx West Mount Success, I would always dream to have a success conference to be announced or organized on a yearly basis. And I thought of TEDx as a success story, as a concept. So, you know what, this would be a really good and interesting marriage between my idea and my dream and this platform. And I applied, and I got the license. And the theme, as you have mentioned, is about success. The speakers on what you're one of them are going to be tackling success stories, but not only from a personal development point of view, which is going to be there, but it would be about business, success for women, success for new immigrants. You know, Canada receives a lot of immigrants on a yearly basis, so immigration is part of the fabric of society. So a lot of immigrants that come, some of them make it, some of them don't. So we will have some new immigrants who have succeeded in their new home here in Canada. We'll have a Hollywood Emmy Award TV producer, people who represent small business. So it's really a nice mix to have somebody to speak about failure as a concept, failure, which is something that we do not speak about, although most people at some point or at some level, they know that failure is part of success, or nobody has succeeded without having faced some type of failure. So we will have one dedicated presentation or speech about the concept of failure and how we should not celebrate it, probably, that's not the right word, but, I mean, understand it, embrace it, and encourage people to fail as a part of the process to succeed.
You know, and I hear that, and it is important a piece, and we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going to head off to our first commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G here, so happy to have Hisham Amrani. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I've ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, and I'm here with Hisham Amrani, who is putting together a TEDx event in Montreal in May. We're so excited about it, and we're going to talk about that. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that most people that are really successful have had some failures. And boy, I know that is the truth. In my personal life and my own levels of success, and people take a look at me, Hisham, and they took a look at all the things I've done, and they think it's all been, I have to be careful about rewording here, because it is a glorious road to success, but there have been so many pitfalls. But it's learning how to take those pitfalls, learn from it, and go, oh, this is the direction I need to go. And yay, here's that gold that I'm looking for. And I don't always mean gold in the sense of money. I mean gold in the sense of here's the golden moment, or here's the golden idea, or here's the golden opportunity. And so I think talking about failure is a fabulous thing.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, I mean, for as I told you before, I lived in 5 countries, and that gave me a sense of how the world operates. I mean, failure is not on a social context is not welcomed. Although individuals say, you know, it's important to fail, to succeed, etc. But for some reason, we have created, as a society, as a human society, we have created this type of negative association with failure. And yes, I mean, failing along the line, I mean, failing after failure is not going to get you what you want, whether it's financial or relationships or your life or in whatever aspect that you want to achieve. But what my aim is to have a presenter or a speaker speak about failure, just really to demystify this concept. Because whether we like it or not, we have all failed. I mean, as I told you, I lived in Florida, and I used to work at Disney World in Orlando. I mean, I've studied the life of Walt Disney because I was so impressed by the business that he has managed to envision in his life. And thus, Walt Disney's life, in the beginning, especially in the beginning, it was all marked by one failure after the other. But he persisted, and he made it. I mean, and he made it so huge. And so basically the point behind this conference is really just to, this is my contribution and the speaker's contribution to the society. Like, you know what, it's okay to fail, you know, because look, you can make it. Like, if all of these people have made it, we can make it. I don't know whether you know about Cirque du Soleil, but Cirque du Soleil has the same type of story like Walt Disney. This guy started as a magician, like he was in the street, and now he has, is the last year, I think, or the year before, their net income was $500 million. And
that's amazing.
When he presented his ideas to investors, I mean, a lot of them, they rejected it, and they thought it was ridiculous, but he maintained course. Now he is where he is.
That's incredible. You know, you talk about Walt Disney and his failures, and you talk about this thing called persistence. If folks have ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, or know anything about Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And part of what he did on his road to success, well, first he was mentored by Andrew Carnegie, who was at the time the richest man in the world. But he also went on to interview 500 successful folks, highly successful. And there was one thing that he found out. He found that there was like 17 characteristics of somebody that was that successful. But there was one that every single person had. And it was that thing that you just talked about, Hisham, that thing called persistence. What that means is that most folks have failed, but they believed enough in their vision, they believed enough in themselves, and they just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And I, like you, I'm a person that doesn't like half fixes. I like to understand the dynamic of a situation and what is it that we can really do to create change or success or whatever it is, those things that we want to do.
Absolutely. And I think, speaking also about failure, I mean, I think people fail when they quit. But as long as they're persistent and as long as they're flexible to change their ways of doing things and really keep on trying to get to what they want to get, I don't think failure We should come up with a new word, I think. We should come up with a new word when people fail.
Well, see, what? But, I don't believe in failure. I believe in alternate outcomes. Ah, I got an alternate outcome. Wasn't the one I wanted. So let's learn from this and move forward.
That's right. And I, as one of my friends, he said, you know what? The more I fail, the more I have, the more my sense of humor goes up. You know, so he basically just makes fun of it. And you know what? I think that's one of the best approaches that I've heard. You just make fun of it because, you know, it's just a lesson. And anybody who has been through two or three major life lessons, they know. I mean, everything that you really go through, which way, you know, people think it's failure, it's just something that really makes you stronger. And I, one of the things that I really like about Nothing But Good News, Candy, is the fact that I have thought about it for so many years, actually, but I never had the time or the energy to put it together. And so that's when I run into your website and I said, you know what, this is it. This is what the person that needs to come see to this conference speak about. It's Nothing But Good News. And I worked in the PR industry, so I used to work a lot in relationship with the media and the press. And as you said in the introduction, we live in the age of sound bites. And unfortunately, sound bites are not always positive. In fact, most of them, especially in the major networks, are not always positive. And that creates a ripple effect on people. And this is why I see a lot of people are settling for the lives that they don't want to, or for settling for less than they want, whether financially, relationship, whatever, everything, just because they want this sense of security. So when I saw that Nothing But Good News, I said, yes, that's the person who you match perfectly the theme of FedEx Westmont conference, and I hope, you know, really like to be able to in a way copy this type of idea and try to do it here in Montreal. Basically, the idea is to give people access to a different type of information, an empowering information.
And thank you, and I agree with you, and that's why I've been doing this for almost a decade. And Nothing But Good News gets a lot of attention these days because, you know what, people are so tired of CNN. I mean, constantly negative news over and over and over. And it's not healthy for us either, but that's a whole story for a whole day. One of the things I want to talk about is your concept about corporate world where technical skills and know-how are high. But, you know, human skills and personal know-how are often sidelined. And so I think that this is such an important piece because this is a passion that you and I share in a big way. A lot of folks that listen to me on the air, they know I do a lot of corporate training. A lot of folks don't. But basically what I do really is tap into that human side and really facilitate change, real change, not just change the talk or change the conversation or a conversation of change, but real change by addressing issues from the inside out.
Exactly. Well, you really hit a spot there, Candy. I've been, and again, it's because I, because of my personal story, whether it's business or the personal side of it, you are absolutely right. This is why you see CEOs and managers and senior managers and of big corporations and are unable really to effectively lead or manage their people or produce a result. And these people have all the technical skills and they have all the academic background and they from the outside, they just look and sound like the perfect match for the position. So what I have discovered throughout my travels and throughout my, I worked in 5 multinationals around the world. So I've worked with people from really the bottom up and up to the up down. What I've found out is those people who really make it, when I say make it, not necessarily financially, but they are able to lead, they are able to sell, they are able to manage, they are able to connect with their colleagues and with their clients and with their stakeholders. Those are the people who have worked hard and are still working hard on themselves from the inside out, not from the outside in. Now, that doesn't mean that technical skills and knowledge is not necessary. I mean, if I don't know how to produce something, I don't know how to produce something, so I need to learn it. But how do I need to communicate with my colleague in the next department? how can I do? I need to sell it to my clients. And clients now have, they have different personalities, and you need different approaches, and you need to have the mental and emotional and psychological fitness to handle difficult clients. I've seen people who really are bright. I mean, working in the banking industry, I've seen people who are bright with numbers. They have the best strategies, but they are just unable to handle rejection. So that led me to a lot of research and again and reflection and about understanding the human psyche. Once you are really emotionally fit, you are basically unstoppable. And I believe in that so much, and because I've seen it in my own life. Up to the age of 17 or 18, my life was at best mediocre to average. And that's because of the house inside me was really disorganized. But outside the world, I looked like, a normal person, a normal young man, growing and collecting diplomas and degrees here and there. But inside, it was a wreck, literally. And, of course, so my relationship was affected. My financial situation was affected. The way I connected with clients, with managers, everything was affected. Until that day when I put my finger on the problem and was it, I needed to really work on side. And I started with working on my mind, the subconscious mind, the whole story. And that's when the results started, literally at some point, Candy, they started producing themselves.
Okay, so we're going to talk some more about this heart.
I can talk about it forever.
Heart-centered success. Hey, you know what? And I can hear you talk about it forever. Listen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk some more about how Hisham and I are going to walk arm in arm and spread success. We'll be right back.
Help shipping. A merchant website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerijet is fast and easy. Schedule all call service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
This is your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. Now, Hisham, I have one of my associate producers. I know he's here with us listening, and I'm not sure he was planning on coming on the air, but he's also been in media for a long time, and he's a great interviewer, and he was so excited to have you be with us. I'd like to reach out and say, Hank, are you here with us?
Yes, I am.
And listen, Hank, oh, you're loud and clear. You sound really good. I know you have some questions for Hisham. Go ahead and fire one out there.
Well, this wasn't so much of a question as much as I was excited to see this aspect of the human aspect of people who were in these companies. And I had an experience when I was a much younger man with two vice presidents of a now defunct bank. because I was doing some temp work for them at the time. One of them reached out to the people, even though we were just kids. We were temps. As far as we were concerned, we weren't anybody. And he reached out and made everybody feel like $1 million. And then there was this other vice president who cracked the whip at everyone and made everybody feel like even if they were doing a good job, that they were always at fault for something. Needless to say, the one man whose name was Henry, I don't even remember the more dictatorial one's name, but Henry, he inspired so much that people would work late for Henry. People would do anything they could to make Henry look good because Henry made them look good. But as far as the other vice president, all he inspired from his people was doing the very bare minimum that they had to do just to get by, and they wouldn't do him any favors. And I think that's really, sometimes that trips up those who have that kind of a sweatshop mentality in today's world.
I know what you're saying is the truth.
Thank you, Hank, for that.
In a big way. So, Hank, do you have any questions for Hisham?
Well, how would you encourage people who are in the position of working with people? What are some of the ways you would encourage them to draw more from their people? And what are some of the ways that they can empower people around them?
Well, thank you, Hank, for that question. What I do basically is wherever I worked, especially after I made this self-discovery, is to encourage my managers to implement a program of self-development within the company. And now, that can sound like a pricey proposition, but it really doesn't have to be. We're not talking about setting up a new academy of training or something. Really just setting up a couple of hours a week or every 2 weeks for people to speak about a concept or a principle of self-development. I've done that in companies where I worked, and what happens is that it really brings up the human side of everybody in the room, including managers or their employees, because, you know, human beings are human beings, whatever their title are, right? And so that helped create some type of a bond. It helped make the managers look like they are human beings, so people identified with them. And it just created an environment, an environment where conversations were happening away from numbers and objectives and you have to do this and I have to do that, et cetera, and schedules, et cetera. So that's one way I encourage people to really propose this to their managers. From a manager point of view, I do encourage people to not only learn the skills and the external skills of managing people and managing time and managing difficult personalities in team, but really work on yourself as a manager, because there is a manager and a leader. And it doesn't matter whether you're managing two people or you're managing an organization of 5,000 employees. Working on yourself, working on your self-growth, I think now is not a luxury, but it's almost mandatory to become a great leader. And it becomes one of the persons that you mentioned, Henry, I believe. Is that the name? Henry, another Henry that will inspire and really leave a mark on people. And at the end of the day, you're getting the same results anyway.
Well, yes, because putting more into it to draw people out, I think, is great. But one of the things that you mentioned, I think, is so important, that whenever something seems not to be going the way you think it should be going, how can we work on ourselves to get the results that we want rather than looking at other people around us and trying to place blame somewhere?
Well, to give you an answer, from my personal story, I got to the point where I felt that things are not working. From the outside, everything looked good. Here I am, a young man with a master's degree from one of the top American universities. I speak three languages. I know another, a fourth language, almost 50% of it, and everything looked good. But I knew deep within me that something was really not working. And that, provoked, me understanding and trying to understand what is it that was not working. It was like me trying to, basically I'm moving ahead one step, but I'm always moving back another three steps. I'm moving ahead another step, I'm moving back another three or four steps. And it was just like going in the same place back and forth. And that's when that provoked, you know, I had an incident, again, as I mentioned early in the beginning, I didn't feel with a client in Dubai that provoked a total change and a total, in the beginning, after that incident, 2 weeks after that, I was, you know, blaming the external factor and blaming the client and blaming the system and everything. And at some point I said, you know what, I should be frank and honest with myself. It wasn't the client and it was the system. It's something inside me which I don't understand why. And I got help. I read on a daily basis until today. On a daily basis, I don't read less than 30, 40 pages. It's like a workout. It's like you do go to the gym. You have to keep that on a daily basis, whether you're reading or you're listening. And also, Hank, what I do and give and I say to my my clients and my audience at seminars, we are flooded with negativity. For some reason, media, written, and now it's so in our pockets, in our iPads and everything. I think one of the best strategies is to flood ourselves back with positive things. So, for example, in my own life, I don't have TV. That was one reason to stop the news, but that was not enough because I still had access to the news on my laptop. So I minimized the amount of time I had contact with news. I minimized, I know I have a selection of news papers or news outlets that I follow up to understand and keep myself abreast of the head of what's going on in the world. But at the same time, I'm flooded with positive things and motivational speakers in my iPad, in my CDs in the car. I'm watching the YouTube all day. I just told you to read 30, 40 pages, really just to keep myself in the mood. And that's one. Not only in the mood, but really just to keep yourself, you know, and deep in within your subconscious mind, you understand and you engrave that feeling of like everything really is going to be okay.
Well, you know what's interesting is that MIT did a study on the biology of the psyche, and what they discovered was that negative situations, conversations, bits of sound bites are 16 times more powerful than positive, productive ones. So we tend to attract this stuff into our lives. For whatever reason, we're hardwired this way. And you're right. My belief is, if you think about it, if I have one conversation or take in one sound bite or one situation that's negative, I need 16 times just to negate that one. And it does get buried in our conscious and subconscious thinking. And the subconscious mind is where the real magic lives when folks can understand. And so I agree with you that it's so important to feed yourself things that are positive and productive. But beyond that, Hisham, I have to commend you on your honesty and your courage. Because the world would look at you and say, handsome, young, successful man has everything. And so many folks would take that persona and just hide behind that and say, okay, this is who I am out here, instead of stopping and going inside and saying, well, no, this isn't really it. I've got to find what that it is, that inspiring thing, that thing's important to me, find out what really makes me tick, and do it that way and then share it that way. So honestly, your honesty is so refreshing.
Thank you. Thank you, Candy. If I can go just back to Hank, one of the things, Hank, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. One of the other skills that I teach my clients and my coaching clients is to really monitor self-talk. Besides the news, I think that's the next thing that we need to tackle actually around the world, because there are scientific numbers that go around 60 on a daily basis for an average person, about 60 or 70,000 thoughts cross our mind. And the story that really concerns me is not the amount that crosses our mind, it's the amount that gets repeated from yesterday's thought, and the day before, and the week before, and the week before the last week. And it's about 92 or 94% of that is repeated thought. So as we know, as a man thinks, as a man shall be. So imagine if those thoughts go basically unnoticed or unmanaged. And that's what happens to a lot of people. And because of what we receive from the outside world, whether from our colleagues or friends or family members or from the news or from the radio, unless we really manage to filter them and to replace them and to empower ourselves with self-talk that is really empowering and inspiring, I call it policing our thoughts. Like, I really police what goes in and what doesn't go in, what really has to stop there. But it's an ongoing work. You don't get it to a day where you say, you know what, that's it, I'm fine, I'm never going to think a negative thought from now on. It's going to always try to get in, and that's where one of the skills that I teach is to really monitor self-talk before we sleep, when we wake up, and make sure, and before and after every negative or challenging situation, make sure that the thought that goes and stay in our subconscious mind are the healthy and empowering one.
Do you find that the thoughts that you think or things that you're exposed to, say something on the radio or something on TV, one of the ways that you can police those thoughts is when you hear something that's starting to make you feel anything less than good and empowered, that's the time to shut it down and replace it with something else?
Exactly, Hank. Absolutely. And I just give you an example. I was last week, I was in Morocco visiting and giving conferences. And I noticed that people are talking about, in a small city, I visited a friend, and he said, you know, Hisham, crime has increased in the city since, I don't know, this police chief has left, et cetera, et cetera. And so I said, I asked him, how do you know that? How do you know that? And he said, well, you know, I see it on the news on a daily basis. I said, okay, so how many are we talking about? How many crimes are we talking about?
Oh, now, wait a second. Hold on. Before you finish that story, I have to have you retell that when we come back from a break, because we're heading to a commercial break right now. And to stay on track, hold that story, and we want to hear that again in its entirety in 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G, and like Hisham, I have a passion to help others be successful and to live a fulfilling life. And part of that is to help folks create their vision. And I know that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. Now, I have brought my expertise to the world in an affordable new coaching and membership program that's called I Vision My Life. With coaching calls, guest speakers, and a community forum, people all over the world will be enhancing their lives. Well, actually, a few more now. We're in beta testing and living the lives that they dream. So what I'd like you to do is visit www.ivisionmylife.com for more details. Now, what I'd like to do is get back to your story. You were talking about an incident, Hisham, when you were in Morocco.
Hey, thank you, Candy. So basically, I visited this friend after I finished my two conferences, and they visited this friend in a small city, 2 or 3 hours from the capital of the city of Rabat. So basically, he was telling me now how crime has increased in the city after the last chief of police left, etc. So I told him I was interested. I told him, so how do you know about it? I mean, do you have numbers? I mean, do we have any official numbers? He said, no, I don't. But it's all over the news. So as somebody who is very not much a fan of the news industry or media industry in general, I went out and I bought as many recent issues of the most popular newspaper there. And I took it with me home to this friend, and we started looking at it. And they say, you know what? Look at this. I mean, one of the crimes actually was repeated over 17 times in the same newspaper for 1 month. We taught the news about the same crime repeated 17 times over in one newspaper for 1 month. Now, the conclusion that I arrived with this with my friend is crime exists everywhere in the world. Like good things also exist. But so it's really, what do we expose ourselves to? Can we shut the source of negative news? Absolutely not. We cannot, because we cannot live in a cave. Basically, we are exposed to this news. What we can do, Hank, and what I do personally, is I change the habits of how I deal with this thing. So I read about the news, I read about a crime, I recognize it, I understand it's there, but I just read it once and I put it aside. That's it, that's all. And that's the same thing I do with other sources of negativity. I mean, a friend. I used to have friends which, unfortunately, I had to minimize my contact with because of the same thing. I mean, the moment we hang out, it's all about how the weather is not good, how the business is not going well, how the recession is affecting everybody and everything. And you know what? Most of those people are living a good life. It's just a habit. So changing your thinking habits, I believe, is one secret to change how the way your mind receives and filters thoughts. I hope I answered your question, Hank.
Oh, I think you did, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm hearing you talk about that, and it brings to mind a situation with one of my coaching clients, who every single day has a 2 o'clock operations call. They have businesses in all over the world, and so there's a lot of moving parts and components. And so key players would get on a call at 2 o'clock every single day. And what they would do is talk about all the things that weren't working and all the things that were going wrong. And we talked about the fact that when you focus on what's not working, you create more of what's not working. So we did an experiment, and I asked the CEO of this company, as he's on his call, to ask everyone to come to the call with the good news first. Tell me what's working. Let's focus on what's working. Well, what's really remarkable and not so surprising, because if you understand the dynamic of how this works in this incredibly creative, delightful universe that we live in, is the more they talked about what was working, as they were on their 2 o'clock operations calls, they ended up getting to, well, what's not working? Well, there isn't anything that's not working, because we're so busy focusing on what is working that we're creating more of the good stuff. So
absolutely, and it's an amazing process and an amazing dynamic. I mean, in my website, and when I mean, about coaching, I said, you know what, my style in coaching is solution based. And once you put yourself into a state of solution, for some reason, and I do believe, and I'm somebody who believes in the existence of God, but I do believe that there are forces in the universe that converge together to find solutions for you. It's just miraculous. It happened to me many, many times. When you focus yourself on the solution, things, miracles, literally miracles, start to happen. And I don't probably understand the scientific scientific dynamic behind it, what happens in the mind. But what I do believe is that it's just what you focus your energy on. It's like in a marriage or in school or in business. The more you focus on the good stuff, the happier you are, the more you're advancing. But again, it's a habit. It's a matter of habit, and habits are, habits one plus habit two makes our day, and they make our week and our month, and before you know it, the year has gone, and, it makes your reality.
It's a choice.
It is a choice.
Talk a little bit about TED. Now, TED is a nonprofit organization devoted to ideas worth spreading. I love that. And I know that it's aimed to bring people together from three prominent worlds: technology, entertainment, and design. And the conferences were developed into a way where it was a platform where world's leading thinkers and doers can share ideas. And then speakers are invited to present for 18 minutes or less and share their experiences, innovations, breakthroughs, and dreams. And then these talks are then put online where the entire world can benefit from them free of charge and restrictions. I love it. I love it. I love it. I've always loved the idea behind the TED events, and I know currently there are thousands of talks available online. Let's talk a little bit about we're going to go to break in just 1 minute, so we'll talk about it when we come back from break, about putting this event together, what this event really means to you, what you really expect the outcome of this event to be. Is this your first TEDx event, Hisham?
As an organizer, yes.
Yes, as an organizer, awesome. Yeah, and so I know we're going to be in break in 30 seconds. So it's really about what is the vision when the TEDx event on May 12th is done. What the vision of what you expect this to have done and bring to the world, and you can let us know that in 2 minutes because we're heading off to our last commercial break right now.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Emerger today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.emerger.com. Emerger offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.emerger.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I am here with Hisham Amrani, and he is the founder and general manager of Hisham Amrani International, a coaching and training company dedicated to helping individuals, groups, and companies discover their genuine source of success. I love that, their genuine source, being genuine. What a great way to put it. Let's talk about your vision for the TED event. It's the day after. What's happened?
Well, I mean, as I said earlier, when I thought about TEDx, when I thought about a conference, it wasn't always going to be about TED. It was really, I had a vision and a dream to put a series of annual conferences about success, which will be basically to start in Montreal and then, you know, go in on an international level so that we can have a global conference about success on a yearly basis. And that's how I thought I would be contributing to this world. And the theme was always about success, inspiration, and hope, and spreading it and highlighting it and basically speaking about it. Basically make noise about it as the media make noise about the negative stuff that's going on. And then I came into this, into TED, and I thought it was the perfect marriage, as I mentioned. Now, what my vision about this, basically what I aim to achieve is to, I'm bringing people like yourself together from different parts of Canada and the United States to share the idea of success. And, of course, we will have media, basically media presence and attention about this, so people will know that something about success is going on in Montreal. I'm hoping to basically attract people who would want to help me put a platform in the future so that I can have a basic annual, big annual conference that's going to be about success and that's going to help me basically, you know, achieve my vision. Another thing that I aim to basically get out of this conference is people like yourself with something like Nothing But Good News, media outlet and media experience, to have partnership with people here in Montreal who have the same vision and they who have the same passion about success and who want to contribute to society something bad like what you're doing. And so that would be a perfect thing that happens. I also want basically to highlight and celebrate and having a day to celebrate successful people who have rock button and climb back up.
How do folks find you? The TEDx event. What's the best way to find you? How much are tickets? Where's the event going to be?
Sure. The event is going to be in Montreal, in the heart, in downtown Montreal. All the information about where and how to get there is on the website, www.tedxwestmount.com. That's TEDxWestmount.com. The tickets, you could buy them online. They are $69.85 Canadian dollars. And to find me, you could contact me through the TEDx website, www.tedxwestmount.com. You go to contact and you find my name and my TEDx Westmount email. So that's one of the best ways. Otherwise, alternatively, people can reach me throughout my website, which is hishamamrani.com, www.hishamamrani.com. It'll have my phone number and my email as well.
And so for those that are here listening in the States, what's the current rate of exchange?
I believe today, I don't have the latest,
approximately.
But I believe, what was that?
I said just an approximation.
I believe one American dollar will give 1.1 Canadian.
Okay, so it's close enough. So folks are listening. They're going, how much is it going to cost me to go? And I really want to encourage folks to go because this is going to be an extraordinary event. It's not like a lot of the personal development events that a lot of folks go to. This is not people selling a lot of stuff in the back of the room. It's people sharing ideas that you can walk away
Absolutely.
With. And so that, to me, you know, Hisham, I just want you to know that's one of the things that excites me the most about these types of events. Because I'm the kind of person, I want to share information. And I want to share information that's going to make a difference today. Just like anybody listening on the radio today, that's what I want to do, is I want to share information that folks can walk away with. Understand that this is such an amazing world that we live in, and what can we do to create what you called, I'm gonna take this from you, genuine success. And it's you determining what is your genuine success. And so not somebody else's idea, but your idea.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. And as you said, Candy, there are no sales. I mean, you're welcome to bring your books. I think folks will be very happy if you want to share some of your books. Some people are bringing their books and magazines and programs, but there are strictly no sales for the conference, speakers are not allowed to sell their products on stage. This is about people. This is a non-for-profit. I'm not making any money from this conference. Speakers are not also. Speakers are volunteering because only people who believe in this idea are coming to speak, and only people who have accomplished, people like yourself, who have accomplished things in their lives are able to come and share. So as I said, speakers are not allowed to sell anything. It's really about the audience and about how to share ideas with them. And at the end of the day, the point is when people walk away from that conference, they will walk away with something that's going to help them change their lives.
Yeah, well, I said that really excites me because I like to share information. I'm not the person that's always, you know, the big deal in this industry is closing to the back of the room. It's not what I want to do. I want you to hear something that's going to make a difference to you today. And don't get me wrong, it's seriously okay for folks to sell books and product and make money in this industry. It's great.
Absolutely.
But I love this kind of an event. To me, this is what I love. Oh, listen, 2 minutes, that hour has slipped by. I think you and I could talk about this stuff for days. What do you want to leave with the listening audience today?
Wow, that's a big question, Candy. But look, I mean, come to my event. Montreal is very beautiful in the spring. I mean, May is the spring here. Very green, very beautiful. We are going to be in the heart of downtown. You'll experience some of the finest Canadian cuisines and restaurants. But apart from that, you really appreciate the conference. As you said, Candy, there is absolutely nothing wrong about selling products and books and programs, but this type of conference is not for that.
So alrighty, that's it, we're up on the end. Hisham, I will have you back, I promise. Listen,
okay.
This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News Radio, and you know what I want you to do? Get on out there and do something remarkable, okay? Bye for now.